This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Federal prosecutors say former Chicago alderman Ed Burke should serve 10 years in prison for illegally strong-arming developers. Burke is 80 years old. He was found guilty of 13 counts of racketeering, bribery, and attempted extortion late last year. The feds say Burke has expressed no remorse for his crimes despite being, quote, steeped in corruption. Prosecutors say they considered Burke's old age when asking for 10 years, but that Burke committed his crimes in his 70s, projected power, and used his age to his advantage. The defense is asking that Burke serve no time and submitted dozens of letters from friends, family, faith leaders, and at least one sitting Chicago alderman. Burke's sentencing is June 24th. The American Heart Association is bringing attention to a new national poll that projects 61% of American adults will develop cardiovascular disease by 2050. That's up from about half of adults currently. The study primarily attributes this surge to cost barriers that prevent healthy eating. CEO Nancy Brown wants to break those barriers.
The association is putting unprecedented emphasis on several things, including improving our understanding of the food we eat, integrating nutritious foods into healthcare, and ensuring that healthy food is available and affordable for all.
In response to the findings, the Chicago-based AHA plans to release a patient registry for those living with obesity. The registry aims to provide researchers with a better understanding of the causes and potential treatments. Former President Barack Obama visited Chicago's South Side yesterday to mark a major milestone in the construction of his namesake center. The Obama Presidential Center's museum building has reached its full height of 225 feet. It's the tallest building on the more than 19-acre campus in Jackson Park. The site will have a public library branch, athletics, and an auditorium. Obama spent his visit thanking the architects and construction workers who worked on the building. He also signed a part of the building that will be part of the skyroom ceiling on the museum building's top floor. The Save Our Community Coalition held a counter-protest to express concerns that the center's construction will lead to longtime residents being priced out of the surrounding neighborhoods. Lula Cafe was Chicago's only James Beard Award winner at last night's ceremony at the Lyric Opera House. Three other Chicago chefs were finalists. The Logan Square restaurant opened in 1999. It was recognized in the Outstanding Hospitality category. Here's Lula owner and executive chef Jason Hamill.
The hospitality is a team award because the hard work of emotional labor isn't about how we treat guests necessarily, but it's about how we treat each other.
The Beard Awards recognize the best in the food business. They've been hosted in Chicago since 2015. Some other things you should know today. A Chicago City Council committee advanced more than $59 million in settlement payments yesterday. $50 million of that is going to four men, known as the Marquette Park Four, who were wrongfully convicted for a double murder and robbery. At the time of their 1995 arrest, they were teenagers. And all four spent more than 20 years in prison. The settlements now go to the full City Council for approval. Some 200 new teachers graduated yesterday from Chicago Public Schools' residency program. The program pays teachers to do their training in CPS classrooms in exchange for a two-year commitment afterward. It's aimed at bolstering teacher ranks amid a workforce shortage. Today's weather, mostly sunny skies this morning with an overcast afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. And tomorrow we're expecting mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Later today, chamber music performances can sound formal and a little stuffy to some. But Decomposed wants you to come as you are. They're a black chamber music collective. And for the ensemble members, getting to bring their full selves to rehearsal is a pretty unique experience.
When I'm with the other members of Decomposed, I feel completely myself. Mm-hmm. Completely myself. There are no guards, there are no hindrances to who I am. There are no filters.
Decomposed cellist Tahira Whittington and executive director Corey Coleman interview on The Rundown. That's today at 1 o'clock. I am Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.